Welcome to Mac Comedy, the show about Bobby J, a little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J. Well, hi, it's me again, Bobby J, and welcome everybody to episode 7 of Mac Convert. It's 11:28 on August 1st, and this is show number 7, and boy, has it been an exciting week for us at Mac Convert. There are a lot of things to talk about, so hopefully you've got your running shoes on and you're going to run with us today on the episode. This week has been absolutely incredible. I really think that this might be the week that sets me over the edge. I only went into the Windows OS once, and that was because I was running out of my days left for activation. So I went on there and I activated through Microsoft's activation, all that, just to make sure that I wouldn't have to reload through boot camp and all that stuff. So I got that done. I downloaded all the updates. I was very quickly out of the Windows OS and back. So I only went there, like I said, a few times on the MacBook computer that dual boots. If you guys remember, I have the Intel MacBook, the entry MacBook, 1099 MacBook, and I've got Windows dual booted boot camp. It's Windows XP Service Pack 2, and I'm trying that out, but this show again is about me, the Mac convert, and seeing if I can find all of the cool things, all the fun things that I like to do on computers and that I'm used to doing in Windows, can I find those things on Macintosh? And I tell you what, this week has just been phenomenal. I found a lot of apps. I even purchased 2 apps. So first of all, I wanted to talk about a couple of the things that have got me really excited being the Macintosh user. And the first thing is something that's built right into OS 10.4 Tiger OS X. And that is Automator. If you're not familiar with Automator, I tell you what, it's a great thing. And they advertise Automator. If you're not familiar with it, you may find it in your applications folder, and then under applications you've got your little I believe it's either right in there or it's under the utility apps. It's called Automator. Okay, now what Automator does is basically you're able to develop what they call workflows, okay? And what the workflows allow you to do is to just streamline the way that you do menial tasks. The things that you're going to do over and over again, what Automator does is it brings some standard actions and it allows you to create these little workflows. You can save them as plugins. You can save them as standalone applications. I'm just barely touching the surface, and I gotta tell you, I'm having a great time. If you want to get your feet wet with Automator, go to the great website that Macintosh or Apple set up. It's called Automator, AutoMator.us. And I would suggest the tutorial that they have, I would suggest that you follow the tutorial that they have for transferring your .Mac photo albums and saving them into iPhoto albums. Basically what it does was you're able to set up a workflow that allows you to search a web page for images. Say, for example, you have a web page that has thumbnailed images, and they actually link back to full-size images, the larger images. One thing you've probably found, as I have found yourself doing in the past, is you'll click the thumbnail images, then you let the oh goodness, you hear that sound? I don't know if you guys hear that or not, but my mail's basically going off. You probably don't hear it, but anyway, kind of scared me. It's a little boom, boom, yeah, that entourage sound effect. Well, anyway, you've probably found yourself going to websites, especially websites, you know, of friends and family, where they create through Photoshop or through a cheap application, kind of a thumbnail gallery. And so what you end up doing, if you want to save the pictures, is you'll click on the thumbnailed image, and then when it loads up the full-size image, what you'll do is you'll right-click Save As, and you'll kind of put it in your own little folder. Well, what Automator allows you to do, there's one action. Basically, most of the applications built into OS X 10.4 Tiger have actions, Automator actions built into them, and especially the web browsers, you know, Safari, that's got some in there. And one of the actions is Get Current Web Page. So first of all, what it does is the web page that's foremost or in the front, whatever web page you have up, basically this action will return that web page as a value into your Automator action. So you start out with Get Current Web Page, and you drag that over to your workflow area. What that does is it passes the URL or the address of the web page through. I know this may sound a little geeky, but I'm getting to the meat here in a minute. Then basically what it does, what you're able to do, is on thumbnail pages especially, you will click on the, gather the image URLs from the page is the next one. Get image URLs. And what it'll do is it'll search all of the links, especially if you're on a thumbnail page, and it'll pass those links back as URLs. And then what you tell it is to download URLs. So it returns back all the URLs from the images on the page. And then what it does is you say download URLs, and you can tell it to download it to a folder. Now this part's not very important. Then the next thing you do is you can click over to iPhoto on the left-hand side of Automator, and you can do things, import photo. You can import those photos then into a new album, into iPhoto, and you can choose to name your album each time you do this, or you can choose to always import the photos into the same album. You can select the same album. Say, for example, you have one called Web Photos. You could always download it to that same one. So I tell you what, Automator, it's a fun application. If the audio quality, by the way, cuts out, I had to actually stop because I ran out of RAM or something. Basically, it stopped my... I went back to GarageBand. If you remember, episode 5... Episode 6 was done in Ubercaster, and I'm now back in GarageBand creating this one for you. So I wanted to get one out there, and I found so far that Ubercaster has not been quite as intuitive for the post-production or getting it up on a website, and that's a part that right now I don't really have the time to spend on. So that's Automator. You can do a lot of things. I actually... as well as some of the built-in actions of some of the applications, you can choose to do other things. Like I actually made one do a shell script, or it opened a terminal and it ran a little Perl script for me that set up my Mac. I told you in an earlier episode about setting this up as a SmackBook, and you had to basically run a little Perl script called Smack. And what I made this little application do is automatically run that script. And I was able to do that through Automator, save it as a little .app or an application file. So it's kind of fun. I'm having a lot of fun. Go to automator.us and you'll get some great ideas. I'm just, the tip of the iceberg there. So I'll tell you what, it's hot. In my house right now, it's probably about 95 degrees. And I had to turn off the fan above my head. You may notice some background noise, but I had to turn the fan off because I wanted to do the podcast for you guys. So Also, something I want to give a plug to a greatly produced podcast. Actually, it's production quality of like a television show. It's called Mac Break. It's done by Leo Laporte. If you know Leo Laporte from the Screensavers, you know, back when tech TV was cool, Leo Laporte does Mac Break, and basically they showcase applications. They show you some cool things to do on your Macintosh. They highlight new hardware, new software. It's a great program. But also Mac Break, a couple of times they've had the project manager for Automator or for AppleScript on the program. And if you want to get your feet wet with Automator, that's where you should go, is to Mac Break. And I believe the shows are titled. You'll see one where they do an Automator action to kind of create a poster of a bunch of iPhoto photos. And then another one is basically called Enter the Auto Matrix. And it's kind of a play on, you know, the Matrix or whatever. But it's kind of, it's a great episode. It's about 15 minutes of just kind of delving through all, you know, just touching the surface, but really illustrating the power of Automator. So go to Mac Break. You can find it at twit.tv and click on the Mac Break section and you'll find the episodes there. So I also grabbed another application. One thing that I like to do is show, you know, teach people how to use computers. In Windows, I have a freeware application that I use quite a bit called CamStudio. It's an open source application, and basically it does screencasting or video casting from the screen, where you can create tutorial videos, and I like to do that. In fact, we may do some MacConvert episodes if we do some Automator actions or something, where I'll actually walk you through it. So hopefully it'll be helpful for you guys in the future. But I picked up an application that works on the Intel-based Macintosh called iShowU. And the reason I picked that up is because they have a universal binary available that creates screencast videos. Now, it was $20, and I picked that application up, and basically what it does is you're able to set an area of the screen where it follows you around. It creates a little QuickTime application using your video, whatever video settings you want. You know, you can create QuickTime videos or whatever. And it, you know, captures the mouse movements and your audio. So I picked that up. One thing I noticed, though, I changed the screen resolution and then captured a movie, changed it back, and it captured a lot of black space around the outside edge. So I'm not necessarily sure. I mean, it is still an early piece of software. So I guess you kind of get that when you purchase something that's pretty new. So, also, again, I have been playing around with Ubercaster and beta testing for them, and you'll see some links. I've actually posted some glitches and things I found with the software. Overall, it's a great piece of software, but as far as using it for production, I'm not really sure right now if it's something that I want to do, so we'll see, I guess. I picked up another piece of software. If you remember from episode 1 or 2, I talked about another thing that I really wanted to find was a good way to sync the Pocket PC. And I found Missing Sync for Windows Mobile. And they're on version 2.5 right now. Missing Sync for Windows Mobile allowed me to sync up my Dell Axum X50V that has Windows Mobile 5 upgraded onto it. And I could sync it up with my computer. Now, I have a little bit of misgivings about this piece of software. Was $40. I did pay for it. I got it. They didn't really allow you to try it out beforehand, but I kind of waited until they came out with the official version that supported my device. And I just kind of, you know, on blind faith, you know, purchased the application. I'm a little bit upset with the application. I have to be honest with you. One thing I'm upset about is that when it's syncing, it doesn't give you any sort of status. So I kind of sat there maybe for 30 minutes, 40 minutes at different settings while it's trying to sync things up. And I really don't know if it's doing anything or not. I didn't know until today when in Entourage, it actually listed some of the tasks and things that I only knew were on my Pocket PC. So it did sync those things, but it basically gave me no confirmation that anything had been synced. thinking, and it just said, you know, waiting, or something like that, and it basically never told me that it was done, and it errored out on a few items. Didn't give me the opportunity, you know, in Windows, you have the opportunity where, hey, this already exists, do you want to combine, or that type of thing, and I didn't have that in the missing sync. So it is probably something that that the developers will figure out. Hopefully, I'm going to provide some feedback to them as well. We'll see how that goes, and I'll keep you posted. If you're especially, you know, you've got Windows Mobile 5-based devices, handheld devices, you may want to hold off a little bit more on missing sync, and kind of stay tuned, because I'll give you my whole little, you know, the whole little thing with that, you know, with my whole experience, and maybe save you a few bucks right now. Another thing, I had to take a little drink of water. I'm just totally, I'm parched. I mean, this is, gosh, it's ridiculous, but hot, in what I mean. Probably the most excited I got this week was over the preview that came out, the beta application of Skype for Mac. Skype is the internet telephone call service, you know, but the Skype that contains support for video. And I actually, it worked fine on my MacBook. I've got the MacBook 1.83 core duo processor. I tell you what, it worked fine. I was able to make a call to Windows. I could see their video fine. I think that my video is not possibly rendering right or something. What ended up happening is that my video would slow down slower and slower and slower on the other end until basically they couldn't see it move anymore, and then it would go gray. So I could see the Windows video the whole time, and I know that it's not my internet connection. I use Windows-based Skype. It didn't have the problem on my regular Windows machine, on my upstairs desktop machine. I've used a little mini USB camera and not had that same problem. So I think it really is a problem, possibly with the Skype. It's just a beta though, so use it at your own risk. Use it if you only if you don't care about losing your Skype contacts, or you don't care about possibly messing up some information on your Mac OS, because it is beta and you do take that risk when you've got beta software. But I tell you what, having the Skype video on a machine, especially the MacBook machine, you know, with the built-in EyeSight camera at the top of the screen, oh my gosh, it just makes it great. I mean, the video that I was producing when I could see it, it looked very clean. It was very nice. The camera is very great for Skype video. And I think that once we get something like that in the future. Now, granted, you know, ultimately, I would like everybody in the world to use the new Macs, and also to use maybe iChat or something that might be a little bit more evolved. But until then, if we can get Skype and talk between Windows and Mac machines, you know, obviously, the more we can talk to people and they see how cool it is, what we're doing on our devices or whatever, we can do this from anywhere, you know, because we've got a notebook-based PC. Well, we'll see. Got one email this week, only one, and I thought that I would tell that to you now. I would show you the email. It's, again, from our good friend Gary. He says, "Hey, Bobby J, thanks so much for the plug on your show. I've still been listening, and I wanted to tell you that I'm now in the process of trying Macintosh." Well, it kind of excited me to see this, because he says, "Because of you and my friend Andrew at work, I need to give it a try, and your show is great. Keep up the great work." I love hearing things like that. It says, "By the way, I'm switching my website to another hosting company, so it may be down. Take care, Gary." Thank you, Gary, again for writing. You're a great friend. Gary, again, is at gpcomputers.us, and Gary will build you a great system if you guys want to do that. Go on over and check him out. He's a great guy. He's an average guy like me. He's just trying to make a few bucks and trying to make a living, but he's over at gpcomputers.us. Again, if the website's down, try back in a few days and support the friends of the show. Other than that, I haven't had any emails, unfortunately, so I'm going to put out a little challenge this week. Basically, what I want you to do is record an audio file of you telling me, what I have to infer from all of this is that you think my show really sucks rocks. You think it's really bad. So, here's the challenge. Create a short, maybe 30-second audio clip of that illustrates how badly you think Matt Convert sucks. And what I'll try to do is get you on the air, get you on the podcast, on the next podcast. So that's your homework, and I'll see you in about a week. This has been Matt Convert. Thanks a lot, guys. May God bless you. Again, that web address, the email address for the You Suck emails is will@macconvert.us or will@macconvert.us. Thanks a lot, guys, and hopefully I'll be hearing from you guys telling me how bad I suck very soon.
Don't forget to subscribe to Mac Convert with iTunes or go to macconvert.us.